The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh,
vibrators, jingle fairies, and Halloween. Vibrators, jingle fairies, and Halloween. No, please make this quick. We've got things to do. The vibrator race, the race that starts a vibration, is in full swing. Preparations are underway. The race director is working overtime to make sure the event is a success, much to the demise of groundskeeper Shy Guy. He was in charge of creating the racetrack. It is turning out to be a big epic fail at this point in time. But the race director shall prosper on with a never say die attitude when it comes to racing vibrators down a track. Plus, the jingle fairy was in to sprinkle a little bit of magic on a business and also outrageous Halloween costumes. When did you see a costume that was outrageous? Enjoy the quickie. Is this time of year?
The race that starts a vibration.
The race on everyone's lips tomorrow will be here, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The race that starts a vibration. Danny Lakey's vibrator race, where six vibrators are hurtling down a track at full speed.
Oh, I thought you meant 8:30 in the morning for the other thing tomorrow.
Oh, no, well, that's around midday. No, the Melbourne Cup is a very outdated concept. I mean, you can see with the protest, that's more of a preamble to the big action at 8:30 tomorrow night. Okay. You should see.
Well, I'm new to it, so it's good to know that 8:30 is the race you're waiting for.
No, people go nuts for it. And we've got the sweepstake happening with the six vibrators that will be racing down the track tomorrow on the Danny Lakey Late Show. A fine selection of vibrators this year, provided by drnickyshop.com.au. I mean, all sorts of brands, all sorts of makes, models, even countries of origin where the sex toy is produced. During the sweepstake, we'll learn the vibrators as we go along. We've got player number one, Emma, who is obviously drawing vibrator number one. Well done, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
So you've got the pink CC.
This amazing.
Well, Shuey Louie backed this one. She took a look at the vibrators just before.
Good to go.
This is a Chinese vibrator, $7.50 into $7. So the punters don't mind it, 430 grams, and it's got a great barrier. So
it's
congratulations.
It's definitely not a favourite.
No, it's not the favourite, but, you know, do the favourites ever win the vibrator race? Usually not, if history is anything to go by. Jason, player number two, hello.
I'm so excited to do this.
Yeah, I bet you are. So you've drawn Emerald Pom. It is by Dame, US vibrator, one of only two US vibrators in the course. 320 grams, $9. Awesome. Not a lot of punters backing at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's the shape of it. It's a bit bizarre. It's almost like a little triangle.
It is the shape that may bring it undone as it hurtles down the course tomorrow. But you've got to be in it to win it, and Jason is in it now. Rachel's player number three. Now, you've drawn one of the favourites, Rachel. This is California Lippy. 210 grand.
Oh, you're in for
that
it, Rach.
Like a winner.
It's $3.50 into $3. Ash London's top tip and 210 grams. The other vibrator from the USA. It obviously rolls down into a convenient little lipstick as well if you are worried about getting caught. And one of the great speedsters and early starters tomorrow in the race. Expect it to go well. Caller number four is Natalie. Hello, Natalie. Natalie.
Nat.
Oh, hey.
Hey, you've drawn vibrator number four, Scarlet Tango, the Little Red Bullet by WeVibe. Canadian brand, 170 grams, $4.50 into $4. This is definitely a chance tomorrow. I'd have it in my top three every day of the week and maybe a chance to go all the way, so you should be very excited.
Can't wait.
Play number five is Ben. You draw, the red and black Palm Power, Ben. Ooh. One of the biggest.
Yeah.
One of the biggest.
The California Lippy's got nothing on that.
Absolutely not.
Looks like a big microphone, Ben.
This is the only wand in the race tomorrow, so you've backed one of the more mature vibrators.
That's sweet.
From BMS.
It was always the...
How does that work with the big bobblehead?
The bobblehead is the bit that stimulates the clitoris and will thrust the vibrator down the track. 840 grams, one of the heavier vibrators. In fact, the heaviest on the track. $12 into $9.50. This has been well backed by punters. And Elise, the final vibrator, player number six, aka vibrator number six, in lane six, you've got the Purple Fusion by Fun Factory.
Yeah. Sounds like a winner.
One of the insertable toys with the clit stimulation tickler as well. 790 grams. German technology. The punters aren't backing it though. $17. A real roughie tomorrow. Don't wait up. Don't wait up. All set for tomorrow. The sweepstake done and dusted. The drawers, the barriers. All vibrators have been charged or the appropriate batteries inserted. Look, I've done my bit. as race director. It is in its third year now. Something we've done differently this year, Shuey Louie, is we've put someone else in charge of the racetrack.
Oh, that's giving up quite a lot of responsibility on your end.
Look, he was quite nervous. It was one of the biggest decisions that the race has ever made in its history, and it is groundskeeper Shaga. Who is in charge.
Was it a good idea, Lakey?
Look, I'm going to back the board in on this one. Shy Guy rocked up to work today. I was under the impression that he'd already made the board. Yes. Hadn't even started it yet.
Oh, my. Shy Guy, you know how important this is to Lakey.
Shy Guy, groundskeeper Shy Guy, have you done any work on the board today?
Today, yes.
I mean, see, this is what I'm dealing with, sure. You can hear it. There's no confidence. There's no confidence in the groundskeeper.
No, but you don't know. There's a lot behind the scenes like that you don't know about that's going on.
I know. That's exactly the problem. Because I'm the race director and I need to be across everything. Look, Shy Guy, you are summoned into the studio next. I want you to bring the course, the board, whatever you've done, DIY-wise, for the vibrators to race down tomorrow. We'll see if groundskeeper Shy Guy is up to task or not.
With the race that starts a vibration fast approaching, the Shy Guy is on thin ice.
Is this the board?
Yeah.
Why isn't it 90 by 120?
But he had the perfect excuse.
That's all the sizes that they had at the shop.
I was kidding. That was with only 24 hours to go, can the Shy Guy deliver?
Pulling my hair out, Shuey Louie.
That is the best opener I've ever heard. That's all they had at the shop.
That was...
It's true, guys. Yeah. It's all they had.
Mate, you went to Bunnings. They have thousands of metres worth of timber there.
I needed to buy pre-cut, though.
I am not buying that excuse for 1 second. That's all they had at the shop.
Oh, my God.
Look, as someone who is overseeing all of the race organisation tomorrow, I have to delegate certain things. The Shy Guy put his hand up to be the groundskeeper to create the racetrack for the race that starts a vibration tomorrow. This is the third year, and as I can see with the Shy Guy over there about to bring in the track that the vibrators will be racing down tomorrow evening, considerably narrower and considerably shorter than previous years. As the Shy Guy brings in...
Don't
board.
Throw a tantrum, Lakey. If it's not quite right, just calm down.
Look at that. Look how bland and this is obviously. He's obviously still going to be
watch
doing
out,
some work.
Guy,
don't
watch
knock,
out, Shy Guy.
Don't knock it. Don't knock it. Mic 5, please, Shy Guy. This clearly looks like a half-finished board at this point in time.
It's very heavy because you got the wrong measurements.
Yeah. You know, it's so expensive, Shy Guy, because you've paid by weight, not by surface area. You've picked one of the thickest timbers money can buy. And hence why you've had to cost cut on the length and width. Okay, the board is in. You can see it on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram page. Shy Guy, talk us through this board because immediately I can see that there are 6 lanes. In previous races, we've had 8 lanes for 8 vibrators. More vibrators mean more money from the punters in the betting.
Yes.
More chances for people to get involved. It has been slashed by 25%. Can you explain your reasoning for this?
It's more of a sizing issue with the plank of wood
another
that I purchased.
Issue.
Yeah.
Yep.
The only one in the shop.
They're all good. They're exactly the same length each, except for this one, which is slightly longer. Lane 6 is maybe like a tiny, tiny, tiny
Why
bit
is that?
Why?
Just for measurements. I just got it wrong.
So you did 5 measurements and then you got lazy on the 6. You
thought,
screw
it. Got it
I'll
wrong.
Cut corners.
And I think some of these timbers in between got a bit warped over the weekend.
Oh. Blaming his timbers.
Blaming the timber. Nick should be blaming Buddy Bunning.
Got house numbers at the bottom to signify lane numbers.
You do have the lane numbers.
These on their letterboxes
usually. Who told you to do that?
It's me. Very expensive.
I gave you that tip.
My next issue is the surface of the wood. Different surfaces provide different friction levels with the vibrators, meaning different speeds for vibrators. This is crucial in vibrator racing.
I can also see right up the top there, Lake, if you're in my view, you see lane 1 veers right to the right.
Oh, he hooks around. Is that by design or is that some weekend warping as well?
No, I'm putting that down to warping.
Wow.
By design.
The office isn't doing it very well.
Yeah, I mean, the odds have fluctuated dramatically here as lane 3, they realise, rapidly opens up at the end. okay, the width and... length, I mean, dramatically shorter. We'll have a shorter race, less viewing time, less time for advertisements. This, I am hemorrhaging money, Shy Guy. I don't think you realise the severity of this.
Guys, it's going to be great.
Unbelievable scenes. The odds have gone into meltdown ever since the release of the racetrack brand new in 2019. Shorter course, narrower lanes, apart from the second half of lane three, where it'll really come to the forefront. And Shy Guy, obviously, there'll be some branding on there by tomorrow.
Yep, we'll get some sort of branding on there, absolutely.
See, I'm confused because you've already super glued down the wood. So the branding will be going over the top of the lanes?
No, we'll just get it sized so it fits in between each lane.
Oh, six little mini brands.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, lovely.
Yeah, well,
yeah no, I hope for that.
Like you said,
well,
that's
actually,
six individual
Shy Guy, if I could just pop in
board.
Here, we've just got one large sticker coming.
We've ordered one large sticker.
Well, again, I'll be doing arts and crafts and cutting up the sticker. It'll look real good, guys.
Oh, this is what I'm working with here.
With the race that starts a vibration fast approaching.
As tournament director, I'm having a few sleepless nights.
The Shy Guy is on thin ice.
In previous races, we've had eight lanes for eight vibrators. More vibrators mean more money from the punters in the betting.
Yes.
More chances for people to get involved. It has been slashed by 25%.
Could this be the end?
I am hemorrhaging money, Shy Guy. I don't think you realise the severity of this.
Guys, it's going to be great.
What will Lakey do to make up the money?
As race director, who has had two previous years doing very successful vibrator races, who have made a net profit both times, the budgets and numbers are just not adding up this time around, and I blame it solely on groundskeeper Shy Guy screwing up the racetrack.
Whoa, that's a big call, Lakey.
Big calls for big companies. Where have I stepped a foot wrong over the past 24 hours as race director? We had a successful sweepstake. We've had a successful barrier draw. The betting odds are in full swing. Names, prizes, corporate sponsorship from drnickyshop.com.au. Where is the black mark? I'll tell you where the black mark is. It's that shit racetrack that was made by the Shy Guy earlier on today. This is business, Shoey Louie.
Look at him sitting out there all shy.
he's like a hound that's been told off in his
kennel. Stay, boy.
He should count himself lucky. In the corporate world, this wouldn't happen. And I've had to call upon a few favours on 13.10.60 at the last minute, hoping to get some corporate advertisers on board for the race to hopefully break even. We go to Marcus. We believe you own a business, Marcus, M4 Photographers.
Yes, that's exactly correct. We're event photographers, and you've got an event, whether it's a corporate event, a birthday party, a live band, a birthday party. We can cover it all.
Yeah, events, all events.
Fabulous. Just what we need on the board.
Marcus, what we can offer you are VIP gold corporate advertising package, a full logo in one of the central lanes, either lane three or lane four. I suggest where the favourite, California Lippy, is starting from. That's lane three. Not only that, you can also be the official partner of the Danny Lakey Vibrator Race if we need to go to a photo finish.
Wow!
Genius! Double whammy!
This is the business-savvy attitude that's got the Vibrator Race into its third year. Marcus, glad to have you on board. Let's get printing, Shy Guy. Let's set up an M4 camera at the finish line as well, just in case. Vibrator leads by half a nose in the end. Brandon, absolute megatainment. Amusement rides.
Yes.
Yep. All your amusements, all the rides.
For the kids at the end of the races.
Exactly. Every great race day needs carnival-like atmosphere. Unfortunately, short notice, we can't get a bouncy castle in the studio this late, but a logo on one of the outside lanes and... Tell you what, I'll name the trophy after you. I'll name the trophy, the absolute megatainment trophy.
You're dishing out free advertising like there's no tomorrow.
This is what we've got to do. We've got to pat the backs of the corporate sponsors. A huge call coming through here. Hughesy from Hughesy and Kate for your drive home. Dave Hughes, legendary, likeable Australian comedian, calling in at a very late time. I can only imagine on the way home from a gig that absolutely slayed tonight. Good evening, Hughesy.
Yeah, no doubt. You imagine that, right? The gig went right off, so, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I've been following the journey of the race. I followed it before I went to the gig, and, you know, I mean, I was so happy that you were still talking about it on the way home from the gig, so... and when I heard that the sponsorship was available for no money, I thought, I mean, I can't miss that value. So I've never sponsored a vibrator before. So
What do you want, Husey? You've got all the cards here. I mean, we can print logos for you. We can cross-promote shows that you're on. Husey, we have a problem. Can be sprawled out across lane one.
Yeah, I think, yeah, Husey, we have a problem. I want the TV show, which is coming back in January. I want that to be at least one of the lanes.
Sprawled down a whole lane from the start line to the finish line. Yeah, I don't mind that. We can do that. We can do that. We're in no position in the market at the moment to knock back Husey's TV show in the new year.
Six businesses to do.
Absolutely amazing. Husey's face and Husey, we have a problem back January 10 in lane one.
No, please. Later than that. Not January 10, but in January. Right? We can't say the actual date, but they're back. Can I just ask about the vibrators? Are they new or pre-owned? What are we at with the...
All brand new. Unboxed. Brand
classy. New. We're classy here.
Unboxed. And in lane one, where Husey will have a problem back in January on Channel 10, will be Pink CC. That's a Chinese vibrator, 430 grams, $750 into $7. Shuey Lou is backing, and it'll feature in the
race. Does that have batteries? Does that include batteries, or is it a plug-in? Like, how is it powered?
This one takes 3A4 batteries.
Yeah, right. Yeah, happy.
Sold.
He's sold.
The Danny
Lakey Late Show Quickie. You've heard of the Tooth Fairy. You've heard of the Fairy Godmother. Now we give you the best fairy of all. The...
Oh, she died.
Instead, we give you the second best option, the Jingle Fairy.
Oh, wow. The Jingle Fairy is back. How amazing for the Jingle Fairy to grace us with her presence. Look, the Jingle Fairy, she sniffs out businesses that are doing pretty well on social media, maybe via telephone, maybe via websites, but they just need that little sprinkle of Jingle Fairy magic. Maybe suffering from a lack of creativity in the Jingle Department is where the Jingle Fairy comes in. And the Jingle Fairy was handed some paper with Marcus Bakes Cakes. Marcus?
Hello.
Hello, Marcus. Now... This is what I like about it. Marcus Bakes. I mean, you're Marcus, you're bacon, and you're baking the cakin'.
I am.
Sounds like a last name. Marcus Bakes.
Marcus Bakes.
No, the last name's more complicated than that. Don't worry.
Oh, don't worry about that at all. And the Jingle Fairy has foreseen that in the jingle and will make the additional adjustments and insert commas in jingles where needed. Custom Cakes is your game. You're a qualified baker, apprentice pastry chef. This is your life. This is your passion.
It is.
I can see it's your life and passion because some of the photos on Marcus Bakes _ on Instagram, I mean, there are some three-tiered cakes here. The 8-year-old Shuey Louie would have devoured one of these in one sitting.
I would have honed one of those. Oh, that one on the right. That's a bit of me. 4 tiers, is it almost?
You don't mind going triple tier, quadruple tier, Marcus?
No, the higher the better. Wow. But obviously when the delivery is more further away, it's a bit stressful trying to keep it all in one piece.
It's something that not enough Jingle Fairies are speaking out for. Marcus is baking cakes. It's his bread and butter, quite literally. It's the transportation that he may run into some issues. Look, you usually do 21sts, it says here, but you've been doing a lot of weddings recently.
Yeah, so it was all the huge 21st gold rush, and then slowly but surely engagements and wedding cakes have picked up, which has been exciting.
Yeah, wow. You can do vegan cakes as well. Really, no cake is too big or too small. You'll find a way to do it, and you've got a whole heap of buttercreams to match.
Indeed.
The Jingle Fairy seems to be chomping at the bit. Okay, Marcus, this is your chance. You'll listen to your jingle that the Jingle Fairy has made for you. You will have the option at the end to accept a small USB stick with the jingle on to do whatever you like with it, copyright free. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Oh no. Oh, God, what have I done? Is everything okay there? Oh, no, not really. I was so excited about getting married and having my 21st birthday on the same day that I forgot to organise a cake.
Oh, don't worry about that. I know a guy. He's called Marcus. He's got a business called Marcus Bakes, and the thing that Marcus bakes is cakes for 21sts and weddings.
Oh, wow, that sounds great, but he probably wouldn't be able to finish it by this weekend.
Oh, I don't know. Check out Marcus Bakes _ on Instagram. He'll see what he can do.
Oh, yippee!
You know you want it. Yeah, you know you go crazy. Marcus Bakes for his tasty pastries, boy.
Marcus Bakes _ on Instagram.
It'll blow your mind. Arrive on time. delivered Sydney-wide. La la, la la, la. Marcus Bakes. What's that smell? La la, la la, la.
Yummy cakes.
It's Marcus baking. La la, la la, la. Now it's out of the oven. La la, la la, la. Now he's decorating. Marcus bakes cakes and they are homemade. Tasty and super gourmet. Tasty and super gourmet for a wedding or for a birthday. Marcus bakes cakes and they are homemade. Tasty and super gourmet. Tasty and super gourmet for a wedding or for a birthday. Oh, I'll contact him at MarcusBakes_ on Instagram right now and see what he can do for my 21st/wedding this weekend. Yay!
Oh, wow.
Wowee, that was good.
Quite the jingle. Quite the jingle that the fairies mustered up there. Hit all the big selling points. Sydney-wide.
I need that now.
Well, unfortunately, the jingle fairy, she is magic, but she can only deliver the USB stick within 5 to 7 business days. So that's just...
That is the worst away and more than fine.
One of the jingle fairy's weaknesses is the Australian Post system holding her back. But, okay, great. This is fantastic. Marcus Bakes. Ready to go to the next level. If you need a cake around the Sydney area, MarcusBakes_.
Thank you so much, guys.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake Late Show quickie.
Happy Halloween to the girl who literally dressed up as Come On Eileen. Oh, no. What does this all mean?
How does that work? A song?
A song, Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen. Over the weekend, obviously, a whole heap of Halloween parties. Halloween fell midweek, which is great for the children who can trick or treat on a school night, but terrible for those adults who just want to get pierced, sloshed, dress up as Halloween. So most of the nightclubs and stuff, they had their Halloween parties over the weekend, right? And Halloween's turned sort of morphed from a time where you just go and dress up as like a goblin or a ghoul or a witch or a pumpkin or something. Now it's just, aim to shock. With the fancy dress. That's what it's sort of morphed into. And people can get a bit more creative. And this lady's gone viral. I'm talking 46,800 likes.
Talking
like 8,600 retweets. I'm talking Faith Fox with 3 X's lighting up Twitter dressed as Come On Eileen.
Come on Eileen. Oh, I swear.
Come on Eileen.
Like that, Lakey.
Come On Eileen.
No, that's grim.
So she's dressed up as like Eileen in like a sweater with a little name tag saying Eileen, and then a whole heap of come ons on the fabric all over
that,
it.
I'm all for Eileen. A creative Halloween idea, but that's just grim.
All over Eileen's turtleneck. Oh no. Yeah, people are liking the play on words on Twitter. Fair to say, put it that way. Yeah, some real loads on Eileen as well. A lot of them. The only time a bloke enjoys helping a woman get dressed before they go out. Come on, Eileen, Halloween.
Oh, yuck, Lakey.
Look, 131060. I remember a few years ago, and it was very topical at the time. And it was a radio station in Townsville that I used to work at, and we had a Halloween party of the Mad Cow, which was the local nightclub up there. And we all dressed up. And I dressed up as Kim Kardashian being handcuffed in the bathroom.
Come on, mate. Bet you got a lot of frown looks for that.
It was creative control. It was Townsville, so they hate the Kardashians up there. I got applauded. I got lauded.
No, that's too far.
No, nothing's too far on October 31st. It's the night of nights. It's where you can get away with anything in fancy dress. 131060, movie tickets for best callers.
Danny Lakey's outrageous Halloween costume hotline.
We're going to get some ridiculous stories.
Great.
I don't know if we're going to be able to hear
holiday.
Them.
It's a ridiculous celebration, Chewy Louie. It's a ridiculous time of the year to dress up in your most ridiculous costumes. What did you go as? What have you been as? Or what did you see? What did you see? Whether it be this Halloween just been or in a Halloween past and previous. The more shocking, the better. No more goblins and ghouls and pumpkins and whatever. Talking Come On Eileen's.
No.
Talking Kim Kardashian's chained up in the bathroom.
Outrageous.
I'm talking fancy dress gone to the nth degree. Paul?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm just in an outrageous mood.
Well, excellent. Well, we dressed me mate up with, took his legs off, took his right arm off, painted them all up, dressed him up like a zombie, about tomato sauce running out of his legs with 4 litre bottles, and we'd laid him out on the front lawn for a party where we had 300 people show up. And as they'd come into the door, he'd jump up and scare the hell out of them.
Yeah, that's got a tinge of outrage to me.
I've got a question. You said we took his arms and legs off.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, he's an amputee.
Oh.
Lost his leg.
Yeah, right. No, it's always good not to preface that at the start and then just let minds wander until you finally give us the gold. Yes. Oh, yeah, no, not mentioning he's missing three limbs. Oh, yeah,
thinking,
no, that bit.
Did you cut his legs off for the costume? Yeah,
no, the classic unabled-bodied man for a Halloween prank. God willing.
Yes.
God willing. Outrageous. And movie tickets for you. Lana on 131060. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Looking for an outrageous Halloween costume.
This one's kind of a weird one. So I saw someone dressed as a banana, but the top half of him was yellow, and then obviously the bottom half was split, and it came out from, like, the bottom of his pants. So it kind of, it looks dirty, if you know what I mean.
Like a penis.
Yeah.
Did it look like a penis, or was it a penis?
I think it was. I think that's the look he was going for.
Nice. So a banana with a hole in the bottom with his dick hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, gotcha.
Passes the outrage test to me.
Yeah, it does. You wouldn't see that trick-or-treating.
No, well, you'd see it. I remember back at uni, I did an anything but clothes party, and I went completely naked with Glad wrap around my pubis and then a toilet paper roll on my peen and then a bit of fishing line attached to my finger. So every time I would stick my hand up to say, hey, I got a boner.
Oh, my God.
Mm. That was a bit outrageous.
Wow. You should have called through for the segment.
Bill, on 131060, outrageous Halloween costume.
Yeah, man, I dressed up as a dictator in a big white robe and everything and all the gear on my head. But I took some of my mother's nylons and I put 6 potatoes down the front. And so it was a dictator. It was about 2 foot long. So when I'd open my robe, there was this huge dictator.
There it was, Bill.
There it was. Nothing more outrageous than the uniform creator finding it the most hilarious out of everyone as well. How outrageous.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.